A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother or sister sins against you, go and tell them their fault between you and them alone. If they listen to you, you have won over your brother or sister. If they do not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they refuse to listen to them, tell the church. If they refuse to listen even to the church, then treat them as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, I attended a gathering of our newer, younger sisters in the congregation. We talked and laughed and prayed extensively about what was important to us as we move into the future. Two words were prevalent in our discussion: relationships and community. Today's reading is about relationships and community also. It's about what to do when a member of community is hurting the community. I've talked and written before about the importance of law in ensuring the peace and growth of a community and the individuals who are a part of it. God, the Creator, built the foundation of this law with the Ten Commandments. Jesus, the Redeemer, added the rest of the structure with the Beatitudes. And the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, inspires us to paint and decorate this house-like structure so that we can keep it applicable to our current time. Throughout history, there have certainly been many rooms painted in a disgusting and unjust color, or carpet that is so old that it doesn't protect the floor anymore. But laws can be critical to the health of a community. So what happens when somebody disrespects or breaks these fundamental principles? Jesus advises us to approach that person privately and address the issue. But this is really hard, and many of us don't have the skills or the courage to do it. Consider the case of a bully. Most children expect mom or dad or teacher to deal with it. They don't know what to do. But research shows that addressing it personally, and I don't mean punching that person in the nose, has greater results. Consider also living in a religious community. When personal slights are left unaddressed, they fester and grow into long-lasting grievances. And it is challenging, but there are tools to help the process. Of course, sometimes it's necessary to escalate the situation, and sadly, there are even those times when the person must be asked to leave for the sake of the good. All of this, approaching individually, or if we have to escalate it, they all must be done with compassion. Jesus recognizes the importance of community in today's readings. Without peace and stability, the whole purpose of community, to see the face of God and to share God's love with one another, will be in jeopardy. Take a few minutes today to reflect on the relationships that you have that may be vulnerable or risky. You know that you will be inspired by the Holy Spirit to address it. So, why don't you give it a go?